Welcome back to Daf in Practice, Beitza Daf Yud Beis. Today's Daf, there is a Makar to the Mechaber in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Aleph, where he brings our Gemara, our Mishnah, Mitoich Shehutra Hoitzah L'Tzarech Achila, from the fact, since Chazal permitted Hoitzah L'Tzarech Achila, Hutra Shaloi L'Tzarech, there's a heter to do Hoitzah, even Shaloi L'Tzarech Achila. Gagoin, what are their examples? Katan, carrying a child, v'lulav, and carrying a lulav, the Sefer Torah, and carrying a Sefer Torah. And there are many different halachas and aspects related to this din of mitoich. So before you do anything, please confirm that it's okay with your local rabbi. But one interesting shaila I saw brought in the Dirshon Mishnah Brura, going on the Mishnah Brura and Sivkatan Dalet. So the Mechaber, as mentioned, says that it's permitted to carry a lulav on Yontif. And the Mishnah Brura says in Sivkatan Dalet, lulav lotzeis bai, that you can carry the lulav in order to be yotze with the lulav. And they bring a very interesting shaila. Is somebody allowed to carry a lulav in the Rishus HaRabim for the tzarech of women shaking the lulav? And they bring the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Kuvav, and this is brought in the Pisrei Tshuva, and Siman Tav Kuv Peites says that it's usur. Why? Since women are not mechuyev in lulav, this hotzah is called the hotzah shaloi l'tzarech. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Mincha Shlomo on Beit Zadaf Yud Beis, he explains that this is not the same as carrying a sefer to the Rishus HaRabim. Somebody wants to carry out a book. He wants to read a book in the Rishus HaRabim. That's okay, because reading the book is a hana. The person who's reading the book enjoys reading the book. So you might say that a woman will enjoy shaking a lulav, and she's getting a mitzvah, so she should be able to carry out the lulav even in Rishus HaRabim. He says no. The Shagas Aryeh holds that carrying a lulav in the Rishus HaRabim is not a hana in the Etzem Netila. The whole Einig is doing the mitzvah, and that's a kirvas Hashem. So he says, interesting svara, it's better to have an Einig in not doing the Hitzah than having the Tainug of shaking the lulav, and therefore that's not called a Tzairach. On the other hand, the Das Torah, the Brijana Rav, brings that the Chida, says no, that it's mutter to be metal to the Tzairach mitzvah, even if the mitzvah is a mitzvah which a person is not mechuyiv to do, a woman is not mechuyiv to shake a lulav, but she's getting a mitzvah, that's okay. He says for a katan also. And a Moshe Feinstein also, and a Rechaim Chilagimel Simon Tzadik Dalet also says that it's okay. Because since women enjoy, have a nachas ruach in doing mitzvahs, and they also get schar, the schar of an ene mitzvah v'oiseh, so he says it's not worse than the heter hoitzah of carrying out a ball or carrying out a child to the Rishus HaRabim, someone who enjoys doing these things on Yom Tov. And he brings there a Mishnah Karelis, also says it's okay, and that a person is allowed to carry home his lulav from shul on Yom Tov in order that his wife and his children or katanim could shake the lulav. One more interesting discussion that comes up related to today's daf, and again, there are many different halachas about different objects, when you could carry them, when you can carry them, when there's an Erev, could be there are more heterim. One more interesting discussion is Mishnah Brura says in Sivkatan Vav about a machzer. Our Gemara says that there's a concept of itiru saifan mishum tchilasan. So related to that, how about a person who is coming home from shul and he wants to bring his machzerim home from shul? He already finished davening and he wants to carry his machzer home. So the Mishnah Brura says there are many poskim who hold that the heter haitzah is only l'tzarech echel nefesh mamish or tzarech mitzvah, but not for hefsin mamin. And he says, it's better to be machmir, not to rely on the heter hoitzah by mitoich when you're only doing it because of hefsin mamin. And he says, however, machzerim that a person brought to shul on Yom Tov and he's scared they're going to get stolen, he says, even though he doesn't need them at home anymore on this Yom Tov, everybody agrees he can bring them home. Why? The itiru seifer mishum tchilasan. If wouldn't allow you to bring them home, a person won't bring them to shul in the first place, and they won't have what to daven with. So the Mishnah Brura says that if the machzerim are already in shul, he didn't carry them to shul, so you're not going to have the heter of itiru seifer mishum tchilasan, because there was no tchilasan here. You didn't carry them on Yom Tov to shul. They were there already. Then he says, nochin lahachmir, not to bring them home on Yom Tov, even if there's a chashash of Geneva. Again, there are many aspects and many different halachas regarding different objects. This is just a taste about machzorim, about carrying a lulav for a woman, and everybody should have a wonderful day.